Welcome to another episode of the West Life Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Barnett. As always, we are sponsored by West Ashfield Leagues, the best place to watch the game live and loud. And the game we are previewing tonight is where you can watch it on the big screen at West Ashfield. Obviously, the West Tigers taking on the Cowboys on Sunday evening, the last game of what's meant to be a very wet Magic Round. And we're also sponsored by MG Pump Solutions. Big Shane is tucked up in bed. He's had a big day in the tools. So it's Rob and I and Aaron just joining us as well. And as always, give us a follow on the socials at WestlifePod on Instagram and Twitter. And you can join as Rob, I, and all the legends of the Patreon squad in the Discord chat and other great benefits. I see Kenny's, one of our Patreons, is in the private room for the live stream at the moment as well, enjoying the show and our banter that you don't get after we hit the live button. Sometimes the boys sometimes drop a few words and a few even get fired up even more once the I hit stop recording and stop going live. So yeah, you get an R-rated version of a show that's already probably, what do you reckon, Rob, MA these days, some episodes anyway, when the referee's been a bit of a dick. A few words can get thrown out there. And also give us a subscribe on the YouTube. We've got a dozen or so people watching us live through that and the Facebook right now. But Aaron's literally just joined us. He's literally last minute, audio only. So I'll throw to you, Aaron, first. We'll see how your audio is because we haven't tested it yet. How are you going, buddy?
Yeah, good, Josh. Good. How's it?
Clear as.
Oh, excellent.
Clear as. I couldn't think of it. Couldn't think of a simile.
Clear as day.
Clear as day. There we go. Thank you.
I had to say, not clear as mud, that's for sure.
Yeah. And Rob Bishara is with me again. Rob, are you looking forward to Magic Round in general this weekend?
Normally I am, but just a little bit disheartened by the weather forecast. Apparently it's torrential weather up there, and it's going to be quite heavy all weekend. So should be some good, tough football being played with hopefully some, I guess, going to be some low scores in there too, but hopefully it suits us.
Well, we're literally the last game of the round, which has happened. I think it's happened before. We've been last or second last, and you think the turf might get chewed up a bit after seven matches before us. So we'll see what Suncorp looks like heading into literally the eighth game in a row. But before we preview the game, we've got a few bit of news, and and thanks to everyone who's joined us. If you haven't already, our review of the Manly loss as well is up on YouTube and all the audio outlets. So after this episode, be sure to check that out as well. We went under 2 hours, Rob, for a change. So nice and efficient episode, I thought.
I think we packed it pretty well. I think we covered a lot of... I mean, I know we went on about the refs a bit, but we weren't just sort of dragging it out. It was a pretty, like, it went pretty fast as far as I was concerned. Didn't feel like an hour and three quarters.
So, yeah, we'll try and be a bit quicker tonight. The preview episodes are always a little bit quicker. And, quick listen before the game on Sunday. So, a bit of news. Obviously, Britt Nakora is re-signing with the Sharks. They're calling it, Rob, that we've missed out on him, even though we offered a fair bit less money than him. I wouldn't say it's really missing out. And it was pretty funny, the NRL 360 guys having a bit of a back and forth. Buzz Rothfield, to his credit, I only read it in writing, but he basically said, look, you can't really say that they've missed out on him. And I thought, oh, Buzz Rothfield's been pretty kind to the Tigers here. And then sure enough, the backhand comes not long after and he says, or maybe the Tigers should start offering real money if they think, and they have to pay overs and blah, blah, blah. And even Brayton Astor basically came back and said, no, the Tigers shouldn't pay overs. Ironically, that Brayton Astor would say that. But Rob, did you see that back and forth by those old fellas?
Yeah, I actually watched the clip and I tweeted Reedy thanking him for making a bit of sense because, you know, Buzz, I'm not being personal, Buzz just seems to have a vendetta against the Tigers and it's always clickbait with all our headlines and he was making a big deal out of it. As I've said, Nakora's no biggie. He's not going to turn your franchise around and, you know, like he's not a marquee player or he's not going to win you a premiership. He might be a piece to a semi-final team or anything like that, but he hasn't got that wow factor like Isaiah Papali'i or Abby Coruscant or someone like that. So, and as I've said before on the pod, I think he's like a hybrid second rower centre. He's kind of just a little bit bigger than a centre, but a bit too small for a second rower. And he doesn't really have a high work rate. He's one of those impact players that can run a good hole. And, you know, he just doesn't do a mountain of work or anything like that. So I don't think it's a big loss. And I don't think we should be paying him much money anyway. So good on the Tigers for not getting him. But, you know, it's I'm actually pleased because normally the Tigers are pretty desperate to sign anyone and everyone. And I hope it's the Sheens factor kicking in here. But, you know, we've knocked back a couple of guys now. We've knocked back him. We've knocked back, I think, Ewan Aitken. So there's a few guys there that we've, you know, sort of, we're just being very wise in our choices for the future, which I think is, you know, about time, actually. It's been a long time overdue.
As the boys head to Suncorp Stadium this weekend to take on the North Queensland Cowboys in Magic Round, you can watch all the action live and loud in the lounge and sports bar at the home of the West Tigers, West Ashfield at 115 Liverpool Road, Ashfield. Kick off on Sundays from 6:25 p.m. and you can grab dinner and make a night of it with one of West Ashfield's famous wood-fire pizzas, burgers or steaks from the garden, or try the Asian restaurant Wok On with all your Asian favourites, noodle bar, delicious stir fries and more made right in front of your eyes. So stay tuned for more exciting dining offers and giveaways via this West Live podcast in association with West Ashfield. For more information, visit West Ashfield's website, westashfield.com.au, or give them a follow on Facebook or Instagram at West Ashfield.
Shouts to Kelly from the Ambush Show. She has a meeting with Pasco every couple of weeks, and Pasco gives her a few updates on the things going on. Nothing like secretive. It's all stuff that Pasco, credit to him, is trying to branch himself to the fans. And Kelly passed on that basically a few things he's passed on, or Kelly's passed on through Justin, is that we're looking at a few of them and they're not in any real rush, like you said, Rob. So, Aaron, we've got our eye on a few back rowers. There's a few. The Angus Crichton is one I'd rather go hard at as well, if we can convince him not to go to rugby, which people are predicting. But, Aaron, are you glad that we didn't just throw... It would have been silly to throw more money at Nakora than we threw at Papali'i, surely.
Oh, absolutely. He's not a bad player or anything like that. Like, don't get me wrong, but we've learned the hard way not to throw massive sums of money at players and then not get our value for money. Like, Moses Zembai is probably the best example. We didn't get the value out of him that we wanted. And we'd be stupid for continuing to do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. That's the result of it. That's the definition of insanity, after all.
And I just noticed Robert's comment on Facebook, basically. I almost read, said exactly what he said there. I honestly didn't see your comment before. He said, what do we think about going for Angus Crichton? To play along, obviously, probably in the back row. Joffa at 13, that's a reliable back row. That's as good as it gets. Absolutely, that would be a pretty damn good combo. You got Sean Blore as well coming back next year. Don't forget our guy, Sean Blore. But, how much money would you be willing to... Rob, how much money do you reckon Angus Crichton would be worth?
What he'd be asking and what he's worth wouldn't be too far apart. I think he'd be asking probably around the 800 mark. He's probably worth around the 700 mark. The only way I think we could get him just slightly cheaper around that 700 mark, and no disrespect to him, if he keeps playing how he is this year, he's not the Angus Crichton of old. I think he's having a bit of an off year myself. And you know what the Roosters are like anyway. If Crichton starts bringing his A game back, they're not going to let him go. So you can't win. If he plays well, they keep him. If he doesn't play well, just like the way they're talking about Luke Keary now, shopping him around. When Luke Keary's playing well, he's not going anywhere. Now they're thinking of offloading him and a couple of others. So, look, he'd definitely be a great acquisition, and I still think his best footy's ahead of him.
He's 27. I just looked up. He's 27 in February. So, Aaron, would you go hard for Angus Crichton? Money-wise, sorry. That's pretty not a great phrasing there. Would you go hard with a amount of money to sign Angus Crichton to the West Tigers?
I wouldn't go super hard. I'd probably go 750k max, especially at the moment, unless he has some sort of stellar end of the season surge, then maybe a little bit more. But yeah, 700, 750 probably be the most I'd be offering him at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Buzz Rothfield is a wanker, as Aaron from Bounce of the Ball podcast said in our chat before, but we do kind of... Aaron.
Yeah, it's Rob Aaron.
Rob Aaron. he has two first names, so I still trust him. He's not wrong, Buzz Rothfield, that we do kind of have to pay overs. Although we didn't with Papali'i. We got at a really, really good price. So maybe we don't. So, credit to the club for not jumping and just spending money for the sake of it. Another thing Kelly passed on is apparently Sheens is working alongside the data team at the club. So they're still trying to work out... basically which positions do they really want to spend their money on. So they're kind of looking at the better teams where they kind of spend their cap. Rob, a bit of a weird one. You think the formula would be pretty quick project and pretty easy to see, or maybe there's more to it? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, surely, I think every position should have basically a cap value. So obviously your spine players, deserve good money if they're elite spine players. So you've just got to have, a ceiling for what you pay for a winger, what you pay for a centre, what you pay for a back rower, hooker, et cetera, et cetera. So I find it a bit odd that he needs to work with a data team. Just look at our team, mate. Go buy two centres. We've got no centres. Centres should be our priority. Wherever we find them, I don't know. But, if he's doing it all professionally and technically and everything now, that's fine. But I think from a footy guru like Sheensy, you'd think he'd know really like who he needs and how much he's going to spend. And, if you've got the best winger in the world, you're not going to pay him 800 grand. You just can't do that. You've got to have a great winger. I'll pay 550, 600. And you've got to allocate money to certain positions and let it add up to your salary cap total. So it's a little bit baffling. It sounds like a professional moneyball sort of exercise, but it'd be nice to know a little bit more about it.
Yeah, it's only credit to Kelly. This is all came through messenger chat today. So I'm sure there's more to it than what I'm giving credit to at the moment. But Aaron, is there certain positions that you'd be... So apparently I've been told that basically we've got enough money for a marquee player and then another solid signing beyond that. So I guess that's about a mil and a half-ish thereabouts. Where do you think we should be concentrating, Aaron? What positions?
This is for next year, is it?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, so straight up next year, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd agree with Rob, and we definitely need at least another centre, maybe another two. I'd also be looking at potentially another prop, like a really, really good quality prop to play alongside Stefano, especially if we're losing Jimmy Tamo, depending on whatever he decides to do.
Yeah, I reckon he might go around one more time, but in saying that, he's not going to... He'll be a couple hundred grand. He's not going to demand big money, so you could probably have both.
You could. He Jimmy could move to the bench and have maybe your final season playing off the bench, which not really a disservice or a discredit to him. I think that's probably late in his career, because he's going to be, what, 33, 34 next year or something like that?
Yeah, same as me. He's, what am I next year? 35 next year. Jesus.
35, yeah. So a final season off the bench, like one last hurrah, I think that would probably suit him quite well.
Yeah, he's played a few games off the bench for us as well. So, he's not the type of guy that's going to say it's starting or nothing. And I think he'd be happy to go around one more time. Even if he plays, the amount of money demands, you might only play him 15 to 16 games as well. But
I think he's also coming up to game 300 too, isn't he? So he's no slouch. He knows what he's doing, and good to have experience around the boys for one more year, even if he does just have a bench sort of role.
I'll look that up. Just another update Pasco passed on. So round 14, we should get Adam, Dane and Jimmy all back for round 14. That's what they're aiming for. And Tommy Talau round 20. So round 14 is... Who did we play that game?
Manly.
It's Manly, is it?
Yep.
We're getting return of talent back on Manly, who got Tommy Turbo back against us. So, Rob...
That round, as well.
Round 14 can't come soon enough.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised that they think James Roberts will be back. I can't see him being back that quickly from a back injury myself. Adam's going, you know, even ahead of schedule. He might even be back before round 14. And hopefully Dane's back by then. Just back on that stuff you're talking about with Sheens there, I think it's obviously Sheens that has to identify who we've got within the club to take a lot of those positions. Unless you're picking up a Payne Haas, which we're not going to pick up, I don't think there's any marquee prop. So I don't think we should be spending big money on props. If we decide that between Dwayhe, Brooks and Hastings, that's our halves, then we don't have to spend money there. If we decide Dane's our fullback, we don't have to spend money there. So doesn't really leave many places left that we have to spend. We definitely need some outside backs. You know, Jimmy Roberts won't be around forever, and he's not there at the moment. And you can see we're struggling, you know, in those positions, and we don't even know who we're going to put in this week. So I think outside backs are crucial. We don't have to go, you know, like stupid on giving massive money, but we just need to find a few guys there, maybe like a couple of Stafford Towers, you know, who's been a pretty good acquisition, someone like that. It does have to be like at least for the wing spots anyway. But we need one prime centre. I don't think we can land Joey Manu, but boy, nice to land someone like him. But back on those other guys, I can't see Jimmy Roberts being back by round 14 myself, mate. Like it's a back operation. That is a really serious, you know, it takes a lot of strength to get back, you know, into that, and you know, the full on contact. It's a big ask for four weeks from now. He only had the operation 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, before respect to Jimmy, I think we're all looking more forward for Adam and Dane to be back in there.
Yeah, of course. But Jimmy's played well this year.
Yeah, he has. Absolutely. Absolutely. But, as Nick said in the YouTube comments, he's won them before round 14. I mean, Adam looks like he's coming along pretty well, but I doubt they'd want to... I mean, if the season... depends by round 14, if we're not in anywhere near finals contention, you're not going to rush him back. So, maybe...
We're just about there, mate. If we don't win this week, we're basically there now.
Yeah, so we're better off being cautious rather than risky and thinking about more about next year. So, what else we got in there? Tommy Talau round 20. That's obviously a long time out for Tommy as well. But it'd be nice to have him getting a few games in before next year. New Brown. Do you boys know how to pronounce his name properly? I've only seen it written, not spoken.
Isn't it Famua?
He goes by New.
Okay.
As a nickname, so we'll run with that. Without trying to pronounce the other four syllables, but he's on a 15-week trainer trial. So he's a Samoa international. Just come back from playing for the Rovers in the UK second tier. And obviously played for the Sharks and Dogs previously. So he's going to play in the halves for the Magpies. Apparently the stadium, Pasco said the stadium ratio, or where we're, how many games we're playing where next year, is going to be announced soon, hopefully.
Okay, that's good.
So yeah, fingers crossed. It's what we're all hoping for. So yeah, fingers crossed. It's Leichhardt and Campbelltown, predominantly, and at best, Aaron, what ratio would you like to see the Leichhardt, Campbelltown, and maybe Easter at ANZ next year? What do you think?
We lost him.
You there, Aaron? I'll let you go first, Rob.
Yeah, it's all right. Although we've discussed this before many times. I'm a big believer in Campbelltown getting all of it in a redeveloped stadium, but 9-3, 8-4, something like that in Campbelltown's favour would be fine. I guess it's going to depend on if we get the development approval and how quickly that happens at Leichhardt, because maybe if work gets underway there, then you won't have any games there for a while. So, you know, that'll be a big factor as well. But, you know, I'm glad that we're going to be just using both those grounds, you know, and maybe one away game to Tamworth or Magic Ground or whatever the case may be. So,
yeah. This is news that just dropped on Channel 9 tonight. Luke Brooks denied that he ever asked for a release, which is weird because I basically had word through his brother that he and his manager had definitely wanted to go to the Knights. But Knights looked, Luke Brooks just looked Danny Wyther in the eye in the news and said he never actually asked for a release at all. Rob, do you find this really weird for Brooksy to come out and say this? I mean, I don't know why he would lie about it now, or even you'd probably be better off just playing on and not bringing it up, but it's pretty weird one.
Yeah, the only weird thing I find is when all the stories were going around about he'd ask for a release, that our club never denied that happening. So who knows? Like, maybe it didn't happen. Or if Brooke said it didn't happen, it might not have happened. I don't know. I just don't know why we're finding out in May what we've been told since January, February, what was asked. So, look, it's no biggie. It's, you know, as long as he's concentrating on his footy and playing good footy, which he's doing at the moment, that's really all that matters as far as I'm concerned. But, yeah, it's a bit of a strange one, definitely.
Comment from Tim on the YouTube. He said, apparently Leichhardt's being used as a training venue for the Women's Football World Cup next year, so that we won't be able to use it in June and July. I'm totally fine with that. I hate the midwinter game. Although that means we've got to go to Campbelltown midwinter instead.
Which beautiful.
Is, well, have you ever been to Campbelltown in a night game midwinter?
Yeah. Try being the opposition team. That's good.
Yeah,
I love it.
I know, but try being me sitting in the stands, shivering with a blanket and
with a 2-year-old by then. Yeah.
Leo definitely won't be coming out to that game. Hopefully his debut. We'll pick an early season or late season warm one. He can have a run around on the hill. Looking forward to that. But yeah, the mid season Campbelltown games, especially if the boys win, I'll stand in the snow. But so that's the most important thing. So, Aaron, I think we've got you back there.
Hear me?
Aaron's literally on the show tonight from his car driving back to... Are you driving to Orange or to Sydney?
I'm driving to Sydney. I've got to be a good son tomorrow for my dad, so I'm heading up to help him out.
Sweet. Thoughts on... Just your quick thoughts on... What ratio for the home grounds next year?
Yeah, so I've made it pretty clear that I'm a Leichhardt tragic, but even I know that the Campbelltown area and that like general catchment area is going to be a much better region for us to grow the game in. So I'd like the idea of the 8 at Campbelltown, or 7 or 8 at Campbelltown, with the rest minus 1 potentially at Leichhardt. Because obviously we'll have to do every second year. We'll have that Easter Monday game, which may be good for a Leichhardt game. But then we've also got the possibility of Magic Round. There's the possibility of the Tamworth game, which I think the NRL want every team to have at least one game in a region area. So if we stick to Tamworth, then obviously we've got that every year. So, yeah, 8-3-1 or 7-4-1, something like that, I think will probably be the best way to go about it.
Speaking of magic around Aaron, one team's got to miss out next year. I can't remember if I asked you this or not. Was it you that said you were heading up to Magic, want to head up to Magic Round next year?
Yeah, I do want to head up next year. I'll be devastated if we end up missing out, because I've even got it all planned out and everything. I'm ready to roll for it.
Okay, I was going to ask, would you care if the West Tigers miss out? So I think I know the answer now.
After next year, they can miss out at any time. But yeah, next year, I'm keen to go.
Rob, would you care if we were the team that missed out in Magic Round?
Probably wouldn't be nice, but I really don't care if we miss out, as long as it's not our home game. Obviously it can't be our home game, so it wouldn't bother me. It really wouldn't bother me. But I think it should be someone like New Zealand, who, you know, they're not an Australian team. Like that's the obvious one to leave out.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. It's not going to be a Queensland team. I mean, there's rumours that New Zealand are going to play their entire season in New Zealand, so that might. That might answer that question there. New Zealand's probably the right answer. Wonder if you get a bet on that, Rob. I like that. I wonder if Sportsbet have a market running for that.
They probably got a market on everything.
Get Joel Kane to make one.
Oh yeah, I'll send Sugar Kane a DM. Another story dropped today. Jacob Little apparently being shopped to the Raiders and Dragons. Look, we knew Lids' time's coming up. Jackie Simpkins ahead of him in the order. And then obviously Api Korosau incoming. Aaron, is this obviously not surprising news?
No, not surprising. I wouldn't really say disappointing either. It kind of has to happen with, yeah, Jakey ahead of him in the pecking order and Api there next year as well. I don't see much of a run for him. Obviously, one of those two would have to get injured. We've also got Rua as well, so Rua could just as easily slide up ahead of the pecking order of Lids as well. So probably best for him if he looks for an opportunity somewhere else. I wouldn't begrudge him if he left. I'd wish him well, and because we've definitely got the position covered next year, I reckon, with the three that we've got at least.
Rob, what do you think the odds? Lids is signed for next year. What do you think the odds of him being here next year?
Not very good. I mean, you know, for his own sake, he's better off, you know, playing somewhere else. And George would be a better fit. You know, McCulloch, you know, was a great hooker back in the day. But, I mean, the guy's so slow now and they could do with it. You know, Little's definitely an upgrade on McCulloch. So, in my opinion anyway, in terms of speed. So, I think St. George would be favourites to get him. You know, Canberra have got a good young hooker that'll probably make the job his for the next 8 or 10 years. So, I think St. George would be the favourites to snag him.
I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I don't hate the Dragons because I really like Jacob Little. He's a good kid. Yeah, he's a good kid.
Have the Dolphins.
It's better than going to Parramatta. Go again, Aaron.
Have the Dolphins signed a hooker or two yet?
Have they signed? I don't think so. They haven't signed many quality first graders. So, yeah, maybe. I think Jacob Little surfs. I think he'd like it up there, so I don't know. He's got blonde hair and he's from the Central Coast, so I assume he surfs at some sort of level, but not sure. But it could be an option for him as well. They're going to start signing someone. They're going to fill basically 25 roster spots, and it's, what is it, May, so
they're absolutely struggling. They just signed Robert Jennings from Penrith. Yeah. Like, they are absolutely struggling. They've got a couple of good forwards. They've got the Bromwich brothers.
Yeah.
They are struggling.
Around the grounds for lower grade, pretty quick one this week. So Flegg and Cup have the bye. Obviously, Harold Matts, Ball and Tasha Gale have all finished their season. It's just the Harvey Norman girls. They are playing 8:15 Friday night at Leichhardt Oval against Mountie. So, if you've got nothing to do Friday night, there's obviously no footy in Sydney this weekend. Go ahead to Leichhardt Oval to watch the girls play at 8:15 against Mounties. Righto, on to first grade. So team list for this week. Stafatoa, obviously still fullback. Now, Kepa'owa has been named at the wing position, but he came out on Instagram, of all places, to let everyone know he has COVID. And the rumour is, well, it's going around. I haven't heard it from any super reliable sources, just a tweet here and there. Junior Tupou possibly making his debut on the wing. Rob, do you think it's worth just giving a kid a debut now rather than doing a shuffle around with a few different positions?
Yes and no. There's arguments both ways. I'm also concerned if Kenny Mamala is going to play, to be honest. So a lot will depend if Kenny doesn't play. If Ken plays, then you'll see a shuffle. You'll probably see Gildart go to the other wing, Peachy come into the centre. But I also think if Kenny's out, then Peachy will come into left centre, Gildart will stay on the left wing, and then we get one of these other kids onto the right wing. But, yeah, it's a really bad time to have our back three out if that ends up panning out that way.
What are you predicting will happen? I mean, this will be redundant for our people not listening live, because I'd say the club will confirm it maybe tomorrow or, as we get closer to the game. But what are you predicting will happen?
I like the idea of giving one of the young kids a debut in Magic Round because of the spectacle of the whole thing. It's going to be a pretty great atmosphere at Suncorp, but normally is. So maybe it'd be a good time to give a young guy a run, give him a taste of the big time in front of a pretty packed crowd. Hopefully most people still end up coming,
yeah,
despite the weather that's predicted.
Yeah, keep going.
But yeah, if Kenny gets ruled out, then we'll probably see, what, like Rob said, the same thing we saw last week with Gildart moved to one wing and Peachy into the centres. So carnage in the back line still.
I think the crowd will be pretty pretty low for, I mean, we're playing the Cowboys. There's obviously, being in Queensland, might get a decent contingent for them. But being the last game, bad weather, I think a lot of people, like a couple of people I know that are flying up from Sydney for it, they're flying home Sunday night. So they basically can see a little bit of the Tigers game and that's it. I think by the second half of the West Tigers game, we might only have 10,000 people in there. But plus, like, the end of the weekend, people are probably hung over from Saturday flights getting home. It kind of sucks that we're shoved to the back of it, but I don't really mind. As long as the ground is in good condition, as long as we win, as always. If we win, play at midnight. I don't care. But so elsewhere in the back line, Luke Garner and Gildart in the centres. Obviously, Rob thinks this might be shuffled a little bit around because Kemba Marlowe, might be struggling after obviously going off injured last week. Brooksy and Hastings in the halves. Front rowers, Jimmy Tarmow, Zane Musgrove, Jackie Simpkin at hooker, Kelmatua Luggy in the back row. Luciano Leilua is back. That's a huge, huge in for us, having Luch back. Aaron, how much did we miss Luch last week?
So I was actually just listening to Monday night's episode before I joined in. I was actually pulling over to bring up the YouTube stream so I could listen while I was on the journey, and I saw your message, and yeah, I agree with what you guys said on Monday. We definitely missed Luciano. He just, the threat that he is in attack, everything he does, he's a workhorse. The way he can just cart 3-4 blokes on his back for another 10-15 metres upfield. You're right, he's an absolutely massive in.
Rob, our attack alone with Leilu, I mean, we didn't struggle too much to score points last week, but Aaron pretty much hit the nail on the head then. It's, in terms of just creating stuff out of nowhere, Luciano is huge for us.
Yeah, I think he's our best forward, as I've said many times. I don't think Sunday night is going to be conducive to popping offloads and stuff like that. I think we're just going to have to tuck the ball under the shoulder and just run hard and tackle hard. And really, my concern's more with the backs and the forwards. I think we can hold them in the forwards, or we'll do a good job in the forwards. But out wide, I'm even in the wet weather, I just think we'll get onto the tactics of it a bit later, I suppose. But I just think their kicking game could tear us apart with guys not being familiar with each other in the back line, especially if there's a bit of a shuffle and, you know, we've got a utility player in the centres, or, you know, a left centre playing on the right wing, or whatever the case may be, or a new guy coming in. So I think we're going to get peppered with some kicks, and, you know, Safa Toa is going to be in for a big night. He'll have to be on his toes and alert, and I know the Cowboys are well coached, and I'll try and take advantage of that.
Comment from Rachel on the Facebook. How did gate takings work at Magic Round for home teams? Does anyone know that answer? I thought it was just the home teams will get it. I have zero idea, but I thought it was just home teams just get a certain amount of money guaranteed to them. Does anyone...
That would make the most sense. Yeah. That would make the most... I don't know, but that makes the most sense.
As have you got any idea about how... Why, like, the home and away for Magic Round works money wise?
Yeah, all I'm aware of is the home team gets some sort of financial compensation for.
Hence, Pasco takes it every year.
Yeah, obviously, this is the third Magic Round now, and it's our third time we've been the home team. The only other thing I know in regards to, like, attendance is so they only have three attendance figures for the weekend, so one each day. And all of the home teams that day get that attendance figure to their tally for average, yep, for average, stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess that counts for something. On the bench, so Peachy, Alex Twoll, Alex Seifarth, and Stefano Utoi Kamanu. Hopefully Stefano can last more than a minute before going off this week. But... yeah, Rob, thoughts on the bench rotation as it stands? Obviously, it might get moved around a little bit, but Jakey Little out of the team in the 18th man, Jock Madden 19th. Thoughts on, because obviously been pretty critical of Madge's bench rotations earlier in the year. Thoughts on that rotation we've got here?
Yeah, I can't even read that rotation, Josh. Sorry.
Peachy, Twoll, Seifarth, and Stefano. So, I mean, I've got to read it out for the people, the majority
of
people
listening. That bench is great, like a utility and three forwards, three middles. So that's fine. But as we said, if Peachy comes into the team, then who do you bring in? Do you bring in Little, or do you bring in, you know, Jock Madden? So I guess from... You know, like a footy point of view, I probably want to bring in a backup hooker just to give Jake Simpkin a breather. But at the same time, I'd like to see Madden there. So I really don't know which way he goes. It's going to be a very, very tricky one, and we just have to see who's going to line up on the day. It's just so hard with all these like late withdrawals, or you know, like you think Kapoa's there, and then you see him in a COVID suit. So and I like Kenny didn't come off with concussion last week, did he? Ken Mamalo in that second minute. That wasn't a concussion protocol, was it?
I thought his nose was broken when he went off.
That's what I mean. So yeah. if it's a facial injury, it's not going to be fixed in 1 week. So to me, I just can't see him playing. Like I could be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, because he's the one guy you want on Corey Oates, because he's so good, you know, under the high ball as is Corey Oates. So if we've got a small guy on there like, you know, Oliver Gildart, I mean, Oates could have a field day. So I really hope Kenny plays, but I just can't see, you know, he would have come back on against Manly, surely.
Yeah. Time will tell, I guess.
Just on that, I think he did fail his HIA. I'm pretty sure I remember hearing that he failed his HIA from whoever the sideline guy for Fox was. I think it might have been Jake.
Rachel asked on Facebook, what's happening with Chuki Simpkin? I mean, he's just young. He's playing cup. He's still, I think he's only 20 or something, isn't he? He's just behind in the rotation. His defense, when he got a crack, was pretty suspect. Thoughts on Chuki Simpkins, Rob?
Yeah, his defence needed a lot of work. He's got some great ball skills, and as you said, Josh, he's like definitely, you know, one of the last men in the forward rotation. So, yeah, I think he's just going to have to bide his time, and yeah, he's another 12 months away.
I mean, Thomas McCailey not getting a run is the big shot shock. Aaron, why would you have Tommy McCailey in there somewhere? I mean, I don't know who you drop, but it's he had big raps on him for a while, Tommy McCailey, but it's looking like he's just can't get in, get a crack for us anymore, and he possibly might be gone next year.
Yeah, a bit stiff for him to miss out, I reckon. He played a decent game last week, well, in the short minutes that he had, but he was going to have a decent game, I reckon, but maybe it's HIA protocols. Maybe he just hasn't come right.
No, he's named. He's been named in the reserves.
Oh, he's named in the reserves, is he? Okay, yeah, righto. Well, he may get a run then. I don't know what they'll do with him. It kind of depends on how the shakeup happens with the back line. Will probably determine who comes in from the reserves to the 15.
As Rob said,
he's not running four forwards, guys. He's not going to run four forwards.
You need a spare hooker.
If Peachy starts, a back's coming on there, or utility of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's. But yeah, good question. Tim said he's been playing Flegg. Is he still? I guess he's under 21, isn't he, Tukey? I'll take your word for it, Tim. I actually wasn't sure. He's been playing, obviously been playing a lower grade somewhere, but he's playing Flegg. You think they'd be better off putting him in Cup, because he kind of needs to be up against the big boys. But he's so young. Like, I wouldn't write him off just yet.
No, you don't write him off.
He's
still a baby.
He's in the oven baking away, and hopefully comes good in the future. So betting wise, we are $3.50. I mean, every week we're like $3.50, $4 outsiders. 9.5 start this week. 9.5 start in the wet, Rob. Not bad, because it's probably going to be a low scoring game. So a 9-point start.
It just depends on how we line up, Josh. I think if you, like, I watched a lot of the Cowboys this year, and they are going so good. Like, even earlier in the year, you know, they've got guys like Jake Granville that aren't even making the 17, and the guy was playing awesome. So the thing with the Cowboys, if you watch them, when they run their block plays, a lot of times, if whoever gets it, like whether it's a 7 or the 6, if they see that, you know, everything's covered, they'll put a kick through, you know, for their fullback or for their second rower. So I just think, like I said, we're going to have to be really aware of what they're going to throw at us. So I'd expect quite a few grubber kicks behind the line when they run a back line movement. And then if we hang back a bit waiting for the grubber kick, then they'll throw it out the back to, you know, a centre or, you know, something like that. So they're just a really well-coached team at the moment. I don't think they're full of superstars in the backs. They've just got, like, some good, solid backs, but they're forwards. They've got dynamite second rowers. They've got a hard-working pack. And they're playing with a lot of confidence, you know, like the Hammers sitting on the bench because everyone in that back line is going so well. He came on a couple of weeks ago against Parramatta and scored 2 tries in, like, 20 minutes, and he can't even make the starting side. So, you know, where are we going to get our points from? That's what I look at. And if Kenny's not there with the wet conditions, I just think our score is definitely going to be low. And I don't know if 9.5 is enough, to be honest, Josh. I'd probably like 12.5 if I was a Tiger supporter, you know, if I was a betting man.
Aaron, your thoughts on the Cowboys matchup?
Yeah, they've been playing really well, surprising everyone. I actually had them for my wooden spoon tip for the year, and I think many, many, many others did as
Same here.
Yeah, they've really gone above the expectations that we had of them. That, like Rob said, they're just working for each other. They're doing what we've started to do in the last month, but they've been doing it more consistently, and they've been on the right end of the results more often than not. Like, they had that really bloody good win over Para not long after we did, that made our win over Para look not so great. But yeah, their back line have been just putting in the effort. They've just been working for each other, which is what we've started to do now. So that to me is going to be probably one of the big keys of our matchup against them. We've started to gel a little bit more, but take nothing away from the Cowboys. They're going to be very threatening. We've got a good record over them, but I don't think that'll count for too much considering their current form.
Just got a Rachel's asked about Noffa. What's the go with Noffa, Rob? Why it's
I just think it's a concussion thing.
Yeah, because he's had a couple of knocks.
It must have been worse than we thought. It must have been worse than we thought. But what you're saying there, as about, you know, we've beaten them a few times in a row, we could say the same about St. George as well. We've beaten them four times in a row, and we got the loss against them. So there's no guarantee. But Peyton seems to have, like, I wouldn't say they're ordinary players, but average players playing to their potential. Like Dearden was just doing nothing at the start of the year. Now he looks like a, you know, a bit of a superstar, scoring tries every second week. Drinkwater at fullback. The bloke was struggling to get into the team. So they're playing really well with a lot of confidence. And yeah, I just hope we can out-discipline them, because they're very well disciplined, but they've just got a little bit more strike in the back line and a few better kicking options, I reckon, and that might hurt us.
Righto, boys. Lastly, score predictions. Who wants to go first?
I'll let you go first, Rob.
Okay, well, I was being kind about the 12.5. If it's wet conditions, I'm going to say it'll be something like 18-6 or 24-6 Cowboys. And like I said, if we had Dane Laurie and Noffa and Kenny and, you know, like a reasonable three-quarter line, I reckon we can take them. But I just think our back line is too decimated, and our forwards will match them. I've got no problem with our forwards doing the hard work and the tackling and all that sort of stuff. I just think they're a little bit smarter than us. The kicks behind the line, as I said, the cross kicks, the bombs, they'll just, like Todd Payton showed us up last year at Leichhardt Oval from the, you know, a couple of times from the kickoff, they just spun the ball straight away. Like Payton will be doing his homework and just trying to find every little chink in our armour. So I just think they're a really well-coached side, and hopefully the wet weather will make it a little bit closer, but I just don't know where we're going to get our points from, guys. So I'll say 24-6.
Kenny in the Facebook comments, Aaron, he said Gilda to get a hat-trick because of the wet weather.
Wet weather.
It should suit him.
Yeah, he'd be used to that over in the UK, wouldn't he?
So score prediction, Az?
Well, I'm probably going to regret this, but this week in all my tipping comps, I've gone and tipped with my heart and not my head. So I've tipped the Tigers to win this one. I like our record, Cowboys. I also like our Magic Round record. I think we're going to lift for this one, like we've lifted in the previous couple Magic Rounds. I'm going out on a limb. I'm going to tip us by a very close margin. From my understanding, the rain is going to have mostly stopped by the time we play, but we'll probably be playing underwater by that point anyway, considering the rain they were getting up there today and tomorrow. And I think they were still getting decently heavy rain on Saturday. So, yeah, we're probably going to be playing in a swamp with not much more of it coming. So I'm going to lean towards Tigers by maybe about 4 points. So I'll say 20-16, because I like our chances of scoring points. We were able to put on a few last week, considering the fact that we had three tries taken off us. We potentially could have scored seven. Like you guys were saying on Monday, Brooks and Jacko have finally started to find what's working for them, and they're starting to really gel, and that combination's coming along. So I like our chances of scoring a few. The Cowboys got off to a really poor start against the Knights last week. They scored that first try, which Rob had his rant about on Monday. And then they weren't all that crash hot after that, and the Knights ended up going into halftime with a lead. So if the boys show up with the effort and the enthusiasm and the intent that they showed up with for the last month, I reckon we're a pretty decent shot of taking them on. So I'll go, 20-16, Tigers win.
What about you, Josh?
It was just... just thinking then, there's one factor after Monday's show, there's one factor we haven't talked about either, and that's especially in the wet weather, is the six again count from the referee. Like, momentum from repeat sets in the sludge. Although Suncorp, as Aaron said, the rain might stop and it might, the drainage is pretty good there. Maybe it's not going to look like a 1986 game at Lincoln Oval, but it's hopefully the referee 50-50 calls go our way. That's like something I want to see as well. We certainly hammered the officials on Monday's show, but it can just change the game, Rob. Like, if a couple of penalties here and there and control possession, then I think we can grind it out as well. It's, I don't know, yeah. Aaron, I was kind of, you both kind of swayed me each way. My heart liked what Aaron said. My head kind of liked what Rob said.
My heart's Tigers all the time, but I just think our back line is just, yeah, so shot. Like they're not in the same place every week. There's literally a different bloke in a different position. You know, Toa's going to get another crack at fullback. That's wonderful. But if Kenny's out and we do the Sheensy shuffle, like, you know, how do you expect, you know, to trust the person next to you, or, you know, not understand that kick might have gone behind you, or whatever the case may be? So I think it'll be a tug of war with the forwards. They might have a slight edge with their forwards, but I think we'll hold them. I don't think we're going to get rolled over. And this stuff about turning up every week, guys, whether we lose by 30 or whether we lose by one, we're turning up every week. I think that needs to be put aside now. That whole thing's changed. Our DNA's changed now. The Tigers show up every week to play. We've just got to execute and have the right tactics and hopefully have the right cattle out there. And I just think we're at the bottom of the barrel with our outside backs, and not disrespecting them, but we're literally, if we're going to play a centre on the wing and a utility in the centres at some stage in the game, then we are at the bottom of the barrel.
Okay.
I've got a question, Rob.
Yeah, sure.
Right, I'll save my prediction.
If Mamalo does play, does that change your tip, and by how much?
Doesn't change my tip, but it brings it to a 6-point game. I think Mamalo's huge, because I think they will, Oates will have a field day, whether he's jumping up above someone, catching a bomb, or batting it back for his centre, or whatever the case may be. At least Kenny actually is taller than him, and he's just as good a catch. Like, Oates is a great catch, and so is Kenny. So he's huge. He has to play. He has to play. Oh, sorry, don't call it Corey Oates. I beg your pardon. Yeah. Kyle Felt.
Kyle Felt,
same thing. Yeah, yeah. Queensland wingers. Sorry, guys. Yeah, getting dementia. My bad. we just need a big body to handle those sort of kicks. And with all due respect, who are we going to put out there? Either a novice or a centre. So someone making their debut, or someone who has played basically half a game on the wing last week, or almost a full game on the wing, I should say. It's just too much to ask for, guys. Like, it's not that I don't think we can win. I just think everything will have to go our way. If we're going to win, it'll actually have to be a high scoring game. I don't think we can keep them to a low score.
Righto. I reckon golden point. 20 all after 80 minutes. What will happen after that, I'm not sure. So, I think it's Rob. I reckon maybe. Yeah, if Kenny plays, it's what you said, definitely. We can score points and match it with them. Probably going to score out wide. Although the wet, Kelmatua Luggy has got to score a try, as long as the referees don't fucking pull it back, because he scored off a forward pass in quotation marks last week and then fucking scored a try against the Dragons and had the bunker take it off him. I think Kelma is on for a try.
And it's not just the tries too, Josh. It's like that try would have made it, you know, 4-0 with a kick to come. Like, we would have been the first team momentum to score against St. George. I accept the one getting taken back off Kapoa last week because of the inside shoulder. That's fine. But then again, if that's allowed, that's 4-0 with a kick to come. Like, it can change the whole direction of the game. But if it is 20-all at full time, Josh, the game's going to be decided by a goal or a try, because you ain't getting a field goal in those conditions.
I reckon... Jackson Hastings can do anything.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But yeah, I might put a bit of money, a couple of bucks on Kelmer to score. I got a bit of a payout today. Back in November, I put a tenner on a guy named Nikola Jokic to win MVP of the NBA, and at 13-1, and the big fella got was confirmed with the back-to-back MVP today. So, yeah. So for all the Philadelphia fans crying about Embiid not getting it, unlucky. He wasn't even close in the voting. But I had to sneak that one in at the back end of the show when no one's listening. Guys, I had to have that humble brag, because it's not
all good.
To have the best player in the world on your favorite team, it's something we haven't had for what, Benji Marshall, 2011. So, fingers crossed, we the West Tigers can get our Nikola Jokic somewhere, maybe Papalihin or something next.
Well, lucky you're with us tonight, Josh. After your near miss on Tuesday night.
Oh, yes. I didn't even bring that up. So,
better to bring it up at the end of the show.
I don't think Aaron...
I don't know if anyone knows.
I've said it in the Discord. I don't know if Aaron's been in our Discord lately. So, if anyone saw on the news the other night, there was a shooting at a gym in Auburn, in Western Sydney. I happened to be in the car park when that happened and heard it happen. And I was literally, I would have been in there. My wife got me to put petrol in the car on the way, which obviously delayed me getting there. I was in the car park in the car about to get out and go into that gym where the two gang leaders were executed one of them's on life support in the moment. But I literally would have been in that gym walking like through the door a minute later, and I was listening to a podcast in the car, getting my phone and gym towel and everything ready to hop out of the car, and heard what I thought was fireworks going off behind me. Luckily I was around the side. So the gym is kind of like a warehouse, and they shot through the front window. I was lucky I was parked around the side entrance, so nowhere near it, but and all of a sudden turn around and there's 30 people with boxing gloves on and that sort of thing screaming, running out of the gym. I turned the car on, didn't know what was going on, turned the car on, and got the hell out of there. And there were saw cop cars zooming and ambulances zooming past me back there. So sliding doors moment. Luckily I didn't walk in a minute earlier, because they weren't after me, they were after their enemies. But I had West Tigers shorts on, and I'm assuming they're Bulldogs fans, so they might have not taken too kindly to that. But in all seriousness,
mate, they would have left you alone, and
yeah, they would have felt sorry for me. They're like, he's a Tigers fan, he's already suffered enough pain.
Let's leave him on earth and make him suffer.
Yeah.
Can't suffer too much as a Tigers fan now, can you?
Yeah.
But, crazy. I've never heard it. I don't think I've ever heard a gun firing before. Maybe. I've certainly never heard a machine gun. It was like literally, it sounded like a dump truck tipping it, because they shot the glass. They shot it through the glass. And it sounded like a dump truck was tipping out like gravel. It was just like really fast noise. But cool story to tell on a podcast anyway. Live to fight another day. Righto, so thanks for everyone tuning in. We had about 20 or so people tuning in live tonight. Thanks, Jared. You just said glad you were safe, mate. Look, I'm not going to call myself a hero. I stayed in the car and drove away, but crazy stuff. But looking forward to the footy this weekend. Fingers crossed, the Tigers would go through 7 games until ours. So I don't know what if I like it better to get our game out of the way, or basically the whole weekend. The whole weekend you got hope, but you also got nervousness. I don't know if you like, do you like ripping the Band-Aid off, or what do you prefer, Rob? Do you like playing early in the weekend or later?
Definitely later. Definitely later. It's, you know, you start the week. If you lose on Sunday night, you but have you a win. Vent Sunday night. If you win, it's great. If you win, it's great. But how often does that happen?
And so, twice.
Yeah, twice. And at the end of the weekends, both times too as well. Great wins, mind you, but yeah, we're in a bit of strife, guys. We need to win this game, or we're going to be what 2-8 or 3-7. Either way, it's still pretty dire.
Absolutely, Aaron. Thanks heaps. Where's the car currently, Aaron? Where are you? How far out of Sydney are you?
I'm actually at my dad's place now.
Ah, sweet. You're around the corner from me. Beautiful.
Yeah, just as you started telling your story there about the gym, that's when I jumped out of the car. So.
Well,
yeah,
I'm
here now.
Your dad's not too far away from that gym, so he lives not far from me. So, thanks heaps for coming on literally last minute, Shane. who asked before? Someone in the comments asked where the big fella was.
He's just dropped out on us at the last second.
Yeah, he literally fell asleep at like 7:30. He's up early. He's on the tours all day, doing real man jobs. So talking footy was not worth it for Shane tonight. He needs his beauty sleep and get back on the tools tomorrow. So thanks everyone
for joining in. Magic round.
And yeah, get ready for magic round, absolutely. Boys, as always in the comments, you know how we finish the show. As always, go the Tigers.
Go the Tigers.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the West Life Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by West Ashfield Leagues Club and as well as MG Pump Solutions. If you could please subscribe if you'd love to hear us again. We're going to have episodes twice a week this season, Mondays and Thursdays. So we're going to, as the season rolls in, be sure to catch us every week. And if you can, give us a like on the socials. So at Westlife Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Search for Westlife Podcast on Facebook. And if you'd like to take part in the show, patreon.com/Westlife. It's just a couple of bucks a month to help grow the show. We'll see you again next time on the Westlife Podcast.